I thought it's good to finish just with things we're thankful for. I always think it's easier to be negative and to look for the things which aren't going well. So it's always important to deliberately be thinking about things we're thankful for. So I thought briefly just share a few things we're thankful for. We're incredibly thankful we're still together as a family. We've been isolated at home for almost 2 years. And so we still like each other. I still love my wife. I still think my kids are all right. And I hope they think the same way too. But we're incredibly thankful for that. We know of other families where it was very difficult, but we haven't had those sort of issues. We've been able to do family things, celebrate birthdays. We had Jonathan's graduation. He graduated middle school. Maybe middle school? I can't remember. It's an American system, which I always forget. But he graduated, so they got his gown delivered, and he could have a graduation ceremony. And yet we can do things as a family at home, which has been lovely. We've also been able to, very thankful that we've come through relatively unscathed. None of us got sick very much over there. A lot of people get dengue fever or malaria or those sort of things. We were incredibly fortunate that none of that hit us. The only major thing, Aaron, he broke his arm quite severely when we were over there. We had to go to the hospital and he had to get two rods inserted in his arm. And I said, this is probably one of the most anxious moments for me because you're in a hospital which not quite at our standards here. You're worried you're going to get sick by being in the hospital rather than getting well. And then to have your son have to go in for major surgery is quite a stressful time for me emotionally. But he came through it well. He's got some good scars he can now show off to impress people. And we felt very cared for. I think at the time, too, we felt very cared for by the Cambodian people because they were able to help us out when we weren't able to know what to do in a medical sort of sense. I didn't know the medical language around what I should know. And so it was wonderful having people caring for us in that way, too. We're also thankful for friends that we were able to make while we're over there. The big things weren't meeting up, but we were able to do small things. And so there were friends from other countries, some good Australian friends of ours. But we've also got other friends with people there as well. There's Becky with a friend in language tutor Pali, and then there's a guy there on the right who's a Pakistani guy who's in the country working over there. And so we're becoming friends with them as well. And also it's incredibly thankful the kids have made friends too. Jonathan's very good at making friends. He's fast at making friends. And he's got some wonderful friends at school, which he's looking forward to going back and seeing. Emily's good at making friends too. Aaron, he's good at making friends. He'll have a few select friends, which he's really loyal to. But we're incredibly thankful that we've made friends there and that the kids have made friends. We're also very thankful for Hope School. It's a school set up for missionary families for their children. And so they very much know what it's like for children of missionaries and NGO workers being in the country. During COVID, they were wonderful. They didn't put any pressure on us academically, and they were more concerned with how the family unit is going all this time. So incredibly thankful for Hope School. So if you know any teachers and they're keen to go overseas, or even if they're not keen, mention to them about Hope School. It's always a need for more teachers over there, and it's an incredible service to the missions community and the overseas community by having teachers there. I just thought I'd finish. You guys have been so patient and listening so well. I just thought I'd finish just with the two verses that we had read to us today. And just why they're not just important for Cambodians, but they're important for all of us. And I hope we can see that as we hear these verses too. So from Matthew 11, 28-30, Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." We've been over in Cambodia for the last 3 years, and we've had COVID there, but there's also been COVID here, hasn't there? The last 2 years or so in New Zealand have been incredibly hard for so many people. The reminder here, though, is through all the difficulties in life, through all the challenges, through all the hard things, look to Jesus. Lean on Jesus. It might not necessarily change the situation you're in, but Jesus will be aware and he'll be by your side the whole time. He's always with you. He'll never leave you, never forsake you. Lean on Jesus. When we were over in Cambodia in 2020, both my parents died within 3 months of each other or so. It was a difficult time for us, but we were incredibly comforted in Jesus. I knew that mum and dad were both Christians. I knew where they were going, and that was a comfort. But we were also comforted by Christians all around the world. We knew people here in Christchurch and St. Paul's. We knew people were praying for us. We knew people were thinking of us in Australia and Cambodia, America, England, all around the world. We had our family in Christ who were looking after us, who were reminding us of the truths that we know in Jesus. It's an incredibly comforting time for us. And just as Cambodians need Jesus, we need Jesus too. And I hope that when you go through tough times that you can lean on Jesus, that you can look to him and the comforts that we can find in him and his word. And that leads us to the last verse, doesn't it? The last passage, for the need for Jesus. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? Friends, the challenge for us all is to tell people about Jesus. Everyone needs Jesus. It's not an optional extra in people's lives. Everyone needs Jesus. We need Jesus. Our friends need Jesus. Our families need Jesus. Our workmates, our neighbors, we all need Jesus. And it's very easy to be comfortable in our lives. It's very easy just when things are going well to be comfortable in this and not to bother thinking about other people in this way. Or to think that they are comfortable. Why do I need to talk to them? But friends, everyone needs to know Jesus. We're in Cambodia because we believe that people there need to know about Jesus, that Cambodian people need to be telling other Cambodians about Jesus. But it's the same here. It's the same in Papua Nui. It's the same in Christchurch. It's the same all around the place. People need to know about Jesus. And I hope this is a challenge to you as well as it is to me every day to be thinking about who we can be telling about Jesus and why they need him. Thanks for listening. Can I just pray as we finish? Father God, I thank you so much that we can rest in you, that our souls can find rest in you and the comfort that we have in the gospel message of Jesus. We know people need to know about this, people in Cambodia, people close to us, people who we dearly love who do not know you. We pray that they can come to know your saving grace somehow. Please use us in whatever way you can and help us to be willingly go out and tell people about you. Amen.